Scott, you are honing in here a little bit on a place called the So Napa Grill. You're saying it's less Napa than it wants to be. What does that mean?
Yeah, well, let's talk about the name first. So Napa, S-O-N-A-P-A. It almost sounds like, that's So Napa. It's sort of like the people from Marin County would say about wine snobs. But it's actually a mashup of Sonoma and Napa. And this restaurant is out of New Smyrna Beach. And the way I understand it is it started as a wine club that these people got together. And then they developed a wine bar. And they thought then the next step was to do a full-blown restaurant. And so they opened up the restaurant in New Smyrna Beach and apparently does well there. So they moved it to Maitland, another location in Maitland. It's just... Like I said in my review, they really should call it So-So Napa because it just isn't exciting. And when you think about California cuisine, you think of fresh and vibrant and creative. And we've got none of that here.
So you say go for the wine, not for the food?
Go for the wine. Also, the wines just aren't very adventurous. You're, of course, going to find Sonoma and Napa heavy on the wine list. But if you just want to go in for a nice glass of wine, that's what you want to do.
All right, I'm using drinks as transition to our next one. Maybe a mango lassi would be good at the Tamarind Indian Cuisine Restaurant over in Winter Park.
What do you say? Yes, it's so nice to have an Indian restaurant in that part of town. There is one on the east side of Winter Park, Mogul Indian, but to have one here in the little it's the Kmart strip plaza across from Winter Park Village. And just a tiny spot, maybe 40 seats in all, but they pack a lot into it, and the people are terrific. The menu specializes in dosas, which are these. When you see one, you'll wonder if maybe it's a rolled up tablecloth or something. They're huge, almost look like Indian burritos. And all of the dosas here are vegetarian. So this is a good place for vegetarians to go. But it's not a strictly vegetarian restaurant. And you'll find some delicious lamb dishes. I had a wonderful lamb curry. The people, very friendly, very nice. Really a pleasant atmosphere. And I like Tamarind a lot.
We're going from the Eastern cuisine over to the west side of the Orange County area. We're going over to Winter Garden, the tasting room at the Edgewater Hotel. What's tasty there?
Everything. This is people might know the chef's table at the Edgewater Hotel. This is a place that opened up maybe 3.5 years ago, a little bit longer. And it's a young couple. The chef's table part of it is just that. It's a very small dining room, and it's the chef's table concept. You feel like you're sitting in the kitchen, and you can watch everything that's going on there. They decided to open up a little... regular type of restaurant, but it specializes in tapas, and so you go from the full blown multi course of the chef's table to order as much or as little as you like in the tasting room. Also in the Edgewater Hotel, in a real kind of a, I guess you would call it rustic. It's not the prettiest space you've ever seen, but it's all terrific.